The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit UMB.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7777.
Hey, with Emmy Bonkin here. Here to the Haverty Gymnasium on the Marhillman Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball on a Tuesday. Getting a bit of an early start as it is Bishop Ward coming to Atchison, being hosted by the Ravens. Welcome, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering. He's the guy doing the work back in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Countford here, courtside. Lady Ravens, as a game that got started a little bit early, have taken an early lead. And a quick free throw there pushes the MHMA advantage to 7-2. Bishop Ward scored the first 2 points in the ball game. Second free throw here is going to be good also. And we are midpoint of the opening quarter. It is 8-2 MHMA. Ward coming up court for the basketball, and they'll take it across the timeline way up top side. Now the cross-court pass is going to be anticipated, stolen, driving, shooting, scoring. The Lady Ravens picking up a quick bucket there. 3:50 to go. They go up now 10-2. Bishop Ward will work it around to the left side. A little running one-handed shot is going to be up, a little bit too soft. And a rebound is going to be taken down by Hornhillman Academy. Ravens will bring it into the forecourt. The dish over to the right side. That's going to be Phoebe. Underneath it'll go. Folsom all alone up and in. Uncontested layup for Caitlin. She'll have her first points of the game. It is 12-2, Lady Raven. Bishop Ward has had a tough season here in the early going. Looking to maybe break out of it now. MHMA is going to slap the ball away and knock it out of bounds. And Lady Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. Back into the ball game for MHMA is going to come Lucy Bradfield. And checking in for the first time tonight is going to be Ann Liu. Here's a 15-foot shot. Straight away, it's up and good. Kim Viegas for Ward hits the bucket. Makes it a 12-4 Lady Raven lead. We're inside 3 minutes ago here in the opening quarter. The pass across is going to be anticipated and stolen. The turnover by Hill, and now the ball is going to be knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Still rolling around. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Cyclone basketball. 2:47 to go in the opening quarter. 12-4 is the Ward lead, or the Raven lead over Ward. The ball comes into the right side. Little hook shot is going to go up. It won't drop in, and the rebound is going to be tipped out. It'll be saved by the Cyclones, and now losing the floor. Battle for the ball is going to roll out on top. Ward will control it down. Here's a little infield pass stolen by Folsom. She's going to bring it down the court herself. She says, I'll take care of this. Goes all the way to the baseline. Loses it for a minute. Able to go back, recover the basketball, and comes out on top to Lucy. Bradfield kicks it over to the right side. Hill will take it, goes on the floor one time, lobs it down low. The feed comes in the middle. Phoebe is going to, travel? No, they're going to say she was bumped. And a foul by Ward. Sofer Bishop Ward, the fountain is going to be on Ivana Fierro Neri, a 5'8" senior guard. The feed comes in an easy layup for Folsom. It'll be her fourth point of the game. 2 minutes ago in the opening quarter, MHMA has put together now a 14-4 lead. The Lob comes up to the top of the key, and Cyclones will go over to the right side. Ball gets knocked loose. It's rolling around on the floor. Cyclones are going to save it. Bring it out on top. Feed to the baseline left. The kick back to the free throw line. Back to the point. Now reverse it around to the right side. Kicking it down the side of the lane. Running shot is going to go up, and we're going to get a MHMA foul, and it's going to be on. I think it's going to be on Lou. And Lou picks up the foul. So it'll be her first. Oh, hold on, Joseph. I'm going to shut that little reminder off. Gives me a chance to, well, it's reminding me. I'm going to remind you that you're enjoying High School Hoops here tonight on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Free throw's not going to go down, and MHMA coming up corporate to basketball with a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter, leading up by 10. Out on top, a travel, no whistle. Not getting a lot of whistles here tonight. Officials are in no intention of slowing this game down. Here's a shot up and missing. And a rebound is going to be pulled down at the baseline by the Cyclones. And they're going to bring it up the floor. Up court with it. And a pass over to the right side. It's going to be handled by Jasmine Hernandez. Jasmine goes all the way to the baseline. Kicks it back behind her. And Ward's going to bring it back on top. 1 minute to go in the first. A little dribble to the right side. All the way into the corner. Keeps it alive. Now attacking at the baseline. Folsom reaches in. Everybody falls to the floor. The ball's going to go out of bounds. And they will say touched last by Bishop Ward. So the Ravens are going to bring their two starters back in. You're going to see back in the ball game. Who's that? That's Capri Keckner. And you're also going to see Megan Hunley check back in. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's a baseline shot. Looking for her first point of the game. Is still unable to come up with it. Follow shot won't go for Keckner. And the rebound is going to be taken away by Ward. They'll drive it down the floor. And a collision to backcourt allows the Ravens to come up with a steal, cross court, and underneath, no. Rebound, it's going to be taken away by Kechter. If she lands on top of and just pile drives one of the Ward players, you could hear the crash. And while they attend to her, we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break, 19 seconds to go. We're in the opening quarter in Atchison. MHMA leads Ward 14-4.
When your outdoor space needs real attention, trust the team that's been serving Atchison and the surrounding area since 1991. Urban Lawn Care. Family owned and full service, they handle everything from design and dirt work, tree care, irrigation service, and complete lawn maintenance. And when winter rolls in, they've got snow and ice removal covered too. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses rely on Urban Lawn Care to take on the tough job so you can simply enjoy the results. Visit them at 6300 Ottawa Road, go to UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478 today. Urban Lawn Care, your all-season experts.
Well, we're back with you here at the Haverty Gymnasium. A player for Ward still prone on the floor. Her coaches and trainer huddled around her, giving her some attention after she took a mighty hard spill. 19 seconds ago in the opening quarter. 14-4. MHMA in front. The crowd here tonight, sparse. And so, tomorrow night, we do not have the Benedictine basketball to look forward to, as the Ravens are going to have an open date, scheduled open date in the calendar, and they will not be in action again until Saturday, and we will be with them up in the Northern Gymnasium Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys, as it will be Senior Day, the final home Saturday. Now with the coach supporting her on each side, the Ward players slowly making her way off the floor toward the sideline and try to clear a spot out for her to sit. And there you go. We will wish her very well there. Giving her very, very serious paying attention to here. Lady Ravens in the white with gold and black. Keen for Ward. It is their traditional black uniforms with white lettering and trim. Those longtime Ward colors, black and white. Ward into the forecourt with it. We're in the waning seconds, final seconds of the opening quarter. Not sure they realize what the time constraint is to get a shot away. 5 seconds to go, 3 seconds to go. The ball's going to be knocked away, and that is going to take us to the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout of the court after one in Atchison. Fort Hill Mount Academy in front of Bishop Ward, 14-4.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos, so that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Back with you here at the Haverty Gym. Gets set to go to the second quarter of the girls' game. Guys' game still coming up here on CARE Radio. Tuesday night high school hoops. Now we've got the official down here coaching. Well, that's kind of cool. We don't get a lot of officials, you know, doing coach work. So maybe he's an aspiring coach. Getting a little practice in tonight. I don't know. Here we go. Lady Ravens are going to have the ball back in play. We are in the second quarter. Baseline shot way too hard by Bradfield. And it's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off Hunley. It is Ward basketball. 7:47 to go in the first half. Bishop Ward brings it up the floor. First a little bit to the left, then to the right. Pass over to the elbow as ball gets into the forecourt. Cyclones will look to the middle in a lot of traffic on the court a couple, three times. Back out on top, it's going to come, and they'll work it around to the perimeter. Hit for the baseline, drive in. The kick back on top is lost, and it'll be brought down to court. Lady Ravens break away. Nobody down there for the defense and an easy layup. It is now 16-4 MHMA. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and Ward will put it back in. Ball comes in down to the baseline, the pass in the middle. It's going to be knocked away, and Folsom will steal it down. Driving down, it's a layup, and hey, there's a bucket tonight. The first point of the game for Cody. 18-4. The ball knocked away, recovered by Ward up top side. And the ball's going to be knocked into the backcourt. It'll be picked up by Keckner. A little incidental contact, and they're going to put Keckner at the free throw line. So we have had virtually no fouls called in the game. No travels, no, pretty much no violations of any sort. That will be a foul called on Ward. And Keckner come to the free throw line where she's hit half tonight, and now it's less than half. She'll miss the first of two. One more shot coming up for Capri Keckner. Now the coaching official stops and chats with some of the players as he gets ready to hand the ball over. The second free throw is good, and she's back at 500. It is 19-4 MHMA. Ward will bring the ball to midcourt, get it across the timeline. Again, lots of bump and plenty contact. Here's a slide across all the way to the wing. The dribble gets picked up. Chip pass will come out near the midcourt. Ward will rotate it back around to the left side. Now it's going to be stripped away, rolling around on the floor, picked up by the Cyclones. And here we're going to get a travel call. So Ward will be whistled with 6:18 to go in the first half. Cody's going to go all the way into the backcourt to inbound it, and we'll see who's going to come up to take it. It'll be Hundley. Back it goes to Cody and into the forecourt. So Lady Ravens, we're home at Academy. Now Cody has the ball knocked away from her. She's lying flat on the floor, face down, and in the scrum for the basketball, we'll have a foul call. Six minutes to go in the first half. Phoebe Keckner and Audra Hill are going to come back in and take out both Cody and Capri Keckner. Bishop Ward is going to go to the bench also. And into the game for them, it'll be Jasmine Hernandez, a 5'1" senior. Baseline shot, blocked, rebound. Pull back down with the Lady Ravens. Topside with it is going to be Hundley. Here's Bradfield, crashes away into the lane, power move. Lots of contact, no foul. Bradfield picking up her fourth point of the game. 21-4. Ravens up front. And we're going to get a turnover. Are we getting a timeout? I don't know. We've got Ward coach out on the floor, talking with one of the officials, but apparently not taking a timeout. Mrs. Carrie Lally is a head coach. 5:40 to go in the first half. Hill with the basketball, top side. Kicks it over to Folsom. She will run and put it up and in. Half a dozen for Caitlin. 23-4. MHMA in front. So Bishop Ward back on offense, and he'll go all the way around the left side. Phoebe's going to slap it away. He's going to go out of bounds down to the baseline. Ward comes into the game tonight at 2. I'm having a little problem with this. 2-6-1. I'm not sure exactly how that works. They have losses to Washington and Rossville. Driving down, here's a shot. It's going to go up and good for Hundley. Give it a bucket plus one. First point of the ballgame for Hundley. It's been a hard year for Bishop Ward. They're well coached and have a tremendous attitude, but they've lost some games by substantial numbers. They lost to Horton 74-12, to Pleasant Ridge 49-16. They lost to Rossville 93-0. It's been a hard go, but they continue to battle hard. They trail the Ravens here. With 5 minutes to go in the first half. Here's a feed in the middle. The feed to Hill. The shot is up completely across the rim. And a rebound is going to be pulled down, followed up and missed. Phoebe rebounds it down, gets it underneath Caitlin. No one in front of her. She lays it up and in. Caitlin Folsom picking up her eighth point. It'll be interesting to see how long these starters stay out of the court for the Ravens. They would probably not want to have someone injured like the Ward player who was injured a while ago and is sitting down here with a trainer at the end of the bench. They continue to look at her. 4:20 to go in the first half, and wow, we're going to have a foul. Wait a minute. We will have a foul. I believe it is going to be the first foul by MHMA tonight. It'll be on Phoebe. 4:27 to go in the first half. And it will be put in play by the Lady Cyclones up near midcourt. They'll have it up on top and roll it over to the right side, back away into the corner, but the ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds, and it will come back in again to Ward. Oh, I see where Ward ends up with the tether. The game on the 23rd with McLeod was ruled, I'm looking at their score sheet here, as a scoreless tie. I'm not sure if that game just didn't happen, maybe. Audrey Hill's going to bring the ball up the floor off the missed shot by Bishop Ward. Out on top, Bolstrom back over to the left side. The shot, no. Rebound, it's going to get away, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off Hundley. Bishop Ward will have it in play from the baseline. 3:50 to go. Here in the second quarter. Ravens have got their starting unit back in as they bring both Cody and Kechner back in. Kechner will go in, go up, and miss an uncontested layup. But the Ravens are going to rebound it down. It'll come out on top. The feed into the lane to Phoebe. No one around her. She misses the layup, and a rebound is going to get away, go out of bounds. It'll be off Bishop Ward. 3:27 to go here in the first half. Guys game coming up after this one, so don't get away. Boys high school basketball. A couple of teams who, I don't know the last time these two teams have played one another. Frankly, I have not seen Ward since probably they were back in the old days of the Huron League. Here's a driving shot by Capri. She swoops it up and it rolls around. No good. And now it's loose on the floor and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. 3:13 to play in the first half. Foul is going to be on Liliana Romo. It'll be her second. And Kechner back at the free throw line. She's had lots of free throws tonight, but that one will fail. And they're going to say, even had it gone in, Phoebe was in the lane. So that will be a turnover by MHMA. Here comes Ward up the floor with the basketball, and a misjudged pass will sail into the stands. And with 3 minutes to go in the first half, Audra Hill will be inbounding it for the Ravens right in front of her bench. 29-4. Morgan Mount Academy in front. Way out on top of it's going to be Hannah Cody. She'll first start to the right side, then go to the left, goes into the lane. Power move, goes in, horses up a shot, can't get it to fall. And on the rebound, we'll get a jump ball called as Kechner. Capri Kechner gets tied up by a Bishop Ward player. And it's going to come back again to the Cyclones. Second quarter moving along very slowly. 2 minutes and 45 to go yet in the first half. Ward will go all the way down to the baseline. Dribble it back out on top. Look to the left block. On the floor a couple of times toward the baseline. We're going to get a blocking foul on MHMA. We'll wait and see. Lou, I believe, and the Ravens are going to get Folsom back into the game, and Bradfield quickly back into the game, and it's going to be the starting five back out there for head coach Luke Noel with his team, leading a 29-4, 2.5 to play in the first half. The ball's knocked away, and here comes Kechner, uncontested, layup is good. It is 31-4. Raven, 2:20 to play in the first half. And here's the pass in the middle. It's going to be too tall. Picked up down the floor, and Ravens are going to bring it back up court. Little hook pass underneath, and all alone, Folsom puts a little too much mustard on that shot. It hits the backboard, sails over and beyond the rim, and here comes Ward off the miss by the Ravens. 1:50 to go in the opening half. Still 31-4. MHMA, Ward widening out the floor. It's a good call, just finding a little daylight in the middle, forcing that Ravens zone to flex from side to side, and now reaching in. The ball's going to be dislodged. It'll be picked up by Capri. Look at her run down the floor. She's going to attack the basket, now kick back. An uncontested shot for Cody fails, and a rebound is going to be battled for, taken down by the Ravens. Back over to the left side, Cody. Tries a head fake, goes in, puts up the short jumper, air ball about 3 feet short of the rim. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be MHMA. Back to Cody, she'll go for her third consecutive shot. That one also does not draw iron. And we're going to get a foul called with 1:18 to go in the opening half. And that is going to put Hannah Cody at the free throw line. So Hannah sprints up there. She has 2 points today. And her first free throw of the game coming up right here. She'll square up, eye it up, and miss it. One more shot coming up for Cody. Out of the court for the Lady Ravens. On the right side of the lane is going to be Caitlin Folsom. On the left side of the lane, Capri Keckner. In the backcourt, you're going to have Megan Hundley and Lucy Bradfield. And at the free throw line is going to be Hannah Cody, MHMA, hanging on to that 31-4 lead. Got the starting five back out there with a minute 18 to go in the opening half. And now the officials are coming over to the scorer's table. And not sure what administrative issue that they're contending with. Nothing's been obvious. So here we go. Hannah Cody looking to get the second free throw. Squares up, eyes it up, studies it, and no. Wait a minute. Maybe they're going to give her a third free throw. I don't know if there was a lane violation or something. Certainly nothing I had seen. But so Hannah's going to get a third shot. She's going to get one of these here. She's too good a shooter. This one is up, and it rattles and rolls and goes in. Hannah Cody gets her third point of the game. It's now 32-4 Ravens with a minute 15 to go and rolling along toward halftime. Ward goes to the left side. Ravens double up, collapsing the defense. Top of the key. The shot's going to be wide to the left side, and the rebound taken down by Capri. Here she comes down the floor. Works her way to the left side. Races in. Lots of contact. Body sprawl to the floor. We will have a foul called. It will be on Ward. And Capri will come back to the free throw line, where she is 3 of 6 this evening. One minute exactly to play. First free throw clanks off the left side of the rim, and it is no good. Audra Hill is going to check back into the lineup for the Ravens. 1 minute left, first half. Capri eyes it, puts this one up. It's way too short, and she runs over the defender, gets her own rebound. No foul called. Here's Audra, sidestep the defender. No travel called. Kicks it into Folsom, who puts a shot up that rims out. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Battle for, and a slow whistle, and the ever-painful jump ball call. 47 seconds to go in the first half. It will be Raven ball. It comes in. The 13-footer. It's up and good. How about that for Ann Lou? She's on the board. 34-4. 35 seconds to go and rolling along toward intermission. Back over to the left side. The kick to the top. Ravens will flex over to the right side. Right now, Ward is just working the perimeter, keeping the ball above the three-point line. A couple of steps beyond it, in fact. 16, 15, 14 to go. Here's a shot from the outside. The long two missing. Folsom is going to rebound it. Gets it away to Audra. Up the floor quickly comes Hill, racing into the forecourt with 6 seconds. Over to the left side. Three-point shot. It's going to be up and good with toe on the line, but give her three. Bradfield will get credit for three, and we will have come to halftime. We'll be back at Sunrise opening half for you here at Haverty Gym, MHMA in front of Ward, 37-4.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with Pia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Ladies' game is at halftime. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. And that'll be the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening here on K-Radio. A recap of the opening half scoring for Bishop Ward. Liliana Romo and Kim Viegas, each with 2 points for the Cyclones for Moore Hill Mount Academy. Double digits going for Capri Techner with 13, 8 for Caitlin Folsom, Lucy Bradfield 7, 3 for Hannah Cody, and Megan Huntley with 2. Ann Lou off the bench providing that backup support, and Ann with 2 points in the game this evening. We'll be back, bringing to the second half of the ladies' game, and then it'll be the guys' turn here on Care. And again, no Raven basketball tomorrow. It is a scheduled open date in the calendar. And we'll be back until Saturday. We'll be with the first senior day up in the Nolan. We'll be talking about that as the evening wears on. But right now, time out of the court. At halftime in the ladies' game, MHMA in front of Bishop Ward, 37-4. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph Medicare Sports Studio. He's got some halftime.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's our pleasure to bring you Moore Hill Mount Academy versus Bishop Ward basketball. We'll be returning to the girls' game in just a couple of moments with the boys' game coming up shortly. Coming up tomorrow night, we will not be having Benedictine Ravens basketball for you. They have got the night off. We will be returning to basketball with the Ravens on Saturday. Thursday nights will bring us to Sports Look, as they do this time of year. Sports Look immediately airs following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Then, following Sports Look, we have the High School Coaches Insight Show with interviews for the head coaches of ACCHS, Moore Hill Mount Academy, JCN, and Atchison. Tune in after Sports Look on Thursday evenings. Friday night, we'll be bringing you high school basketball as Atchison will be taking on Lafayette. Tune in right around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday, as I mentioned, brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball action, as we'll have the women's and men's basketball game starting at 2 p.m. as the Ravens will be hosting Central Methodist. It's the final home game of the year. Make your way up to the Nolan if you can. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men will take to the court at 4 p.m.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Well, now, at this time, the only game that I have other than this one that I can actively monitor is, of course, the Rock Creek Silver Lake game. Silver Lake is currently leading with 3 minutes and 13 seconds left in the first quarter. They're leading 9-5 over Rock Creek. In this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy ladies at 37, Bishop Ward at 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 7 above tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the west at around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 34, tomorrow mainly clear skies. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows around 12. Cloudy skies expected Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Low 20s Thursday, mid-teens by Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. It's 20 degrees and partly cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 12 out there with the winds out of the west and northwest at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 58%. The dew point, 8 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.47 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz in just a moment.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to the Hamerty Gymnasium, out of our Hillman Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. High school basketball is deep against the MHMA Ravens. And to be precise, right now, the Lady Ravens are hosting Bishop Ward. out of Kansas City, Kansas. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering, and also doing a bang-up job taking care of us at halftime. Joseph, thanks much. Tom Kelsey here, courtside. It'll be Ward basketball to begin the second half, and we're going to get a jump ball called, and that was a quick whistle. It'll come back to the Ravens. Keckner's going to inbound it in the backcourt, and MHMA will have its starting five out there with Keckner and Cody, Hundley, Folsom, and Bradfield. Bradfield, little hook pass to absolutely no one. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Ward basketball. Half a minute gone here in the second half. The pass in the middle batted away, but Bishop Ward's going to save it. And instead of going to the middle of the time, they're going to go over to the left elbow and then back up between the circles. Ravens are going to start up in kind of a zone defense. Here's a three that's going to be wide to the left side. Folsom, with her outstanding height, is able to reach up and pluck that rebound down. Here comes MHMA. Hundley will work to the top, kick it over to the right side. Keckner goes for three and will hit it. And the Ravens will stretch their lead now to 40-4. 6:40 to play in the third quarter. Bishop Ward looking for its first point since the opening quarter. Now, Cody crashes in, breaks the ball up, comes up with a steal, feeds it over to Keckner, and we'll get the bucket. 42-4. 6:20 to go. And the ball's going to be batted away, saved by the Cyclones. Ward will have it up topside. That's going to be Liliana Romo. Romo dumps it left side. Ivana Nari. Ivana's a little trouble. She's got three fouls right now, so she's going to have to be careful. She will launch a three-point shot. Doesn't drop, and it will be a Raven rebound. Megan Hundley comes up with a carry. At 5:50 to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass anticipated, stolen, diving down the floor. It's imp, and it's good on the steal and the bucket by Ivana Nari. It is 42-6. The feed to the right block. Lucy kicked it back on top. And the Ravens are going to reverse the ball back over to the left side. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Skip pass again to Bradfield. Topside Keckner. She will go in. Bunny hop, travel, no whistle, feeds underneath. And as the shot goes up, Folsom has apparently been fouled on the other end of the floor and will make her way up to the free throw line. So Caitlin coming to the line. She has 8 points, four in each of the first two quarters. It'll be her first free throw appearance of the evening, and she's an outstanding free throw shooter, but this one won't go in. So Caitlin will get one more shot. The Ravens have not shot well at the free throw line. They are 4 of 14 at the free throw line tonight. That second free throw, by the way, did not go in. Back up the floor with it. It'll be Ward into the lane. The shot goes up. Doesn't go down. Rebound. MHMA. Bounce pass over to the right side where the shot off the hand of Cody hits the side of the backboard and kicks way back out on top. And Ward will come up the floor with it. 4:50 left in the third quarter. Spinning down toward the baseline. It's going to be Romo. The feet across. Capri races out, slaps the ball away. Run to the other end. And the uncontested layup again is going to be up and good. It is 44-6. Ravens. 4:20 to go, third quarter. Ward with the basketball. Goes across over to the left side. Both teams with their starting five out there. Here's a three, top of the key, off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around. Folsom is going to track it down. And here comes Hannah Cody. to the baseline to Folsom. Back out on top, Capri. She will dump it down low, and Huntley goes up with a shot, leans in, and draws the foul. So it will be Megan Huntley coming to the free throw line. Yes, 4 of 14 at the free throw line. Megan's going to see if she can help her team out a little bit here, get those numbers better, and she'll put that first one right in there. So Megan is 1 of 2 at the line, and MHMA improves to 5 of 15. One more shot coming up for Megan. She'll send it right on in. Huntley hits them both. She's up to 4 points now, and it's 46-6. 3:50 to go. Here in the third quarter, as Ward is back on offense. It's a lob to the baseline. That was a pretty entry pass, and a kick comes back out on top. Taking her time with the basketball, looking for the shot they want. Cyclones work to the middle, dump it over to the left side. Three-pointer, airborne, too strong. Rebound, Ravens. Olsen bringing it up, showing off the ball handling skills. Skips it over to the left side. Lou, little travel. Oh, and a whistle. So we are going to get the travel called, and at 3:16 to go in the third quarter, it will be Bishop Ward basketball. They trail Morehead Mount Academy by 40. The Ravens currently with only part of their starters out there now. Here's a shot from the outside. Doesn't go in. And rebound, Megan Huntley. Megan, one of those starters on the floor for the Ravens. Inside, 3 minutes ago in the third quarter. Folsom is out there. It'll come out top side to Audrey. Bell nearly has it stolen away, but able to recover it. Kicks it over to the left side. Keckner to the block. Folsom feeds across to Huntley, who had no idea it was coming. It'll go off her palm and out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to turn it over. 46-6, MHMA in front. This is a non-conference kind of a game. Not really a ton of implications in this one, other than another win or loss on the season. Here's a little reach in, little push, drive it across, the feet over to the right side. Ward continues to run the basketball. They'll cut into the lane. Come back off on top. 2:10 to go, third quarter. The shot from 8 off the window, no. Rebound, Raven. Hill coming up with a left-hand dribble, fending off the defender with the right arm. He's going to give it the old forearm shiver. She comes up court and takes it across the timeline. Feeds underneath the Folsom, who will shoot. It'll roll across the rim. It's no good. Rebound pulled down. Bradfield back out on top. It'll go. And Lou. To Folsom. Passes back out on top. Here's Audrey. Drags it across the lane. The shot is up, and we're going to get a 3-second call. I guess I haven't seen one of those tonight. I thought we just weren't going to do that. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Here comes Bishop Ward. 46-6 is the Raven lead. For the minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Ward with the ball way up top side near the center circle. Looking into the middle, not a lot of room. Back out on top. Conference games, it would be mandated we would get running clock in the fourth quarter. Not sure that will happen today. We'll find out. Here's a running shot that misses, and a rebound is going to be pulled down by MHMA. And a great effort to try to steal away the basketball by Bishop Ward. That's going to result in a jump basketball. Excellent hustle down there by Niall Najara, the 5'9" junior for the Cyclones. A minute to go in the third quarter. And we will have a Raven foul. So we're going to get a foul by MHMA. Back in play, he will come to Bishop Ward out on top. The feet to the corner, the three-point shot, a little too strong, and a rebound is on the floor. Ward is going to be able to recover it and bring it back out on top. 40 seconds to go in the third. Ward will lob it over to the right side. They're just working the perimeter a little bit now. We're inside a half a minute to go in the third. Smart basketball. There's no need in rushing. No need in taking a shot that you don't want to take. There's no shot clock. Ravens have decided apparently to not implement a shot clock. It is optional at this level, so they do not have to have one, although many schools do. They do not. Here's a three-pointer. Off the mark. Rebound, Audrey Hill. Audrey up the floor. She's got to be aware of the time. 2 seconds, 1 second. And that's the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up here in Atchison in the girls' game. Morehead Mount Academy 46, Bishop Ward 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Over here in the Hammerkick Gymnasium on MHMA campus for the guys' game. Still coming up as we go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' contest. MHMA with the starters on the court leading at 46-6. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph at the studio. And the Ravens will have the ball in play. They'll go for the right side. Lucy's three is very, very short. And a rebound is going to be cleared away by the Cyclones. Ward flies up court with it. Drives down the right side. Goes to the block. Reaching in. No fouls were called. 15-foot shot off the window and missing, and a rebound, Ravens. 7.5 to go in the game. Morehead Academy will go into the forecourt. First starting to the left side, then coming back to the top of the key. Skip pass over to the right side. Point guard will feed across. The ball's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor, rolling around, and saved back out on top. The dish into the corner. A little travel, no whistle. The dump pass to the block, and the shot goes up. It's no good, but we'll have a Ward foul called. It'll be the first foul of the fourth quarter by either team and for Bishop Ward. The foul is going to be on Vanessa Delgado Medina, 5'6" junior. Ravens at the free throw line and continue to not exactly have like a banner night. They are now 6 of 17 at the free throw line. And Lucy Bradfield misses the free throw. And she'll miss that one. So now they're 6 of 18 at the free throw line. 6:20 to go in the game. Cross-court pass stolen by Capri Keckner, who, in her haste to come up the floor, slides her foot out and steps on the sideline, and the Rams are going to give it back. Capri, disappointed in herself, claps her hands in frustration. Ravens back on defense. They'll settle into a zone. Inside 6 to play. Ward will again expand the footprint of the offense. It's not really like a geographic footprint. It's just kind of an on-the-floor footprint. The pass will come into the middle. Again, plenty of pushing, plenty of shoving, plenty of contact. And the Ravens continue to play aggressively as they want to secure the win here today. This foul is going to be on Caitlin. So it'll be Folsom picking up the personal foul. And Bishop Ward will inbound it, and there was nobody home. Going to be stolen. Outrunning everyone to the other end of the floor where the easy layup is going to be up and good. So Hannah Cody is at 5 points now, and it's 48-6. 5 minutes left. Ward will feed to the baseline. They'll drive it across. Feed to the free throw line. Capri will be fouled. And with 4:40 to go in the game, MHMA is going to make a handful of substitutions. They're going to have to hurry and get in here. The clock is running, so there's only going to be 4 minutes to play here. Here comes Audrey Hill. Audrey glides to the left side of the floor. She'll stop up on top. Gets it to Phoebe. Phoebe Keckner back to Audrey. Hill will pivot with the right foot. Go to the block. The ball is going to be dislodged. Taken away from Phoebe, and here come the Cyclones. It's 4 minutes to go into ballgame. Ward will launch a three-point shot. Left elbow. It is perfect. Three-point shot by Ivana Neri. Makes it 48-9. Here come the Ravens over to the right side. They'll look to the middle. Not a lot of room. The ball to Phoebe. Her shot too strong. Rebound Ward. Cyclones are going to fly up the court. Bringing it down, spinning back into the middle. The ball gets away for a moment, but they're going to rescue it. Bishop Ward with the ball on top. They'll go three. Doesn't quite fall. Rebound Ravens. Coming down with the basketball for MHMA. In the game, that again is going to be the senior. That's Ann Liu. 3:20 to play. To the left block. The running shot is too strong. The follow shot goes in, but it's going to be waved off. And the Ravens will make an appearance at the free throw line. We're going to be at 3 minutes to go in the ball game. And coming to the line for the Ravens is going to be Macy Mullins-Clater. So Macy Mullins-Clater, first of two, and just a little off the left side. Macy will get one more shot. Ravens are 6 of 19 at the free throw line. She'll eye this puppy up. Look at it hard. Now that one's going to kind of miss. And doesn't hit anything as it goes flying out of bounds. So it will be Bishop Ward basketball. 2 minutes left in the game. Looking on the sideline and with concern how Kimberly Viegas is. She was a young lady who was injured early in the ball game when she had a big collision and had a Raven player land atop her. She's on the sideline. Got a big ice bag on her head, and but she seems to be alert, watching the game, watching her teammate. There's the ball knocked away. Ravens will come up the floor with a minute 20 to go, and a driving shot. It's going to be up and in. So, Mullins-Clater will hit a bucket. How about that? Macy Mullins-Clater with her first points. 70 seconds of play. From the top, it's for three. No. Rebound, Ravens. And stolen back by Ward. The feet across, it's just a little bit high. And going to be kind of hard to reach. 50 seconds to go. Lady Ravens will be putting the ball in play from the backcourt. And they'll bring it up the floor. Way out topside with half a minute to go. To the block, the shot. No, I wouldn't go in. Rebound. Here's Ward up the court. Little bumping, no fouls. 20 seconds left to feed across the timeline. Here's a running three. Too strong. Ravens are going to rebound. 12 seconds. Then MTMA is going to score. They're going to have to hurry. 9 seconds. Into the forecourt. Three-point shot with six. No. Rebound. Follow shot. No. 3 seconds left. The ball's on the floor. The scrum. The clock elapses. Final score tonight for Helmet Academy, 50. Bishop Ward, 9, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Teams are out of the court warming up, and they will be. They'll focus our attention in game two here this evening. A recap of the girls scoring. First of all, for Bishop Ward, it was Ivana Neri leading the way with 5 points. Liliana Romo and Kim Viegas each had two. For MHMA, 20 for Capri Keckner, the only player in double-digit scoring. It was an 8-point game for Caitlin Folsom, Lucy Bradfield, 7. Hannah Cody had 5. 4 for Megan Hunley, 2 apiece for Macy Miles-Clater, and for Ann Liu. And I'm going to give Ann her Bank of Action Player of the Game tonight. Ann is a senior on this team, and she came in early off the bench, put in a lot of minutes today, and on a very senior-laden team. 7 seniors on his MHMA roster and participating out there and doing her best to help her program here tonight. So Ann Liu is your Bank of Action Player of the Game. That's it. Guys are warming up. We'll be back. Boys high school basketball coming up next year on CARE Radio. Ladies final score once more. Lady Ravens winning it over Ward 50-9. We'll be back with the guys game in about 10 or 11 minutes.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.